Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. There will be a Solstice by the Sea celebration in Searsport again this year, as there has been the past several years. But this year, there's some changes. Let's head out to Searsport to find out more.
Hi, I'm Ashley McGuire, and I'm the Outreach Coordinator for Friends of Sears Island in Searsport. Our group takes care of the conservation area on Sears Island, maintaining trails and access to beaches, in addition to offering a wide variety of free public programs throughout the year. Today, I want to tell you about an exciting event we have coming up, our annual Winter Solstice by the Sea celebration. This year, Friends of Sears Island is trying something new and will host the event in downtown Searsport on Sunday, December 21st from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're excited to bring Solstice by the Sea to town to support local businesses and highlight some of the wonderful things Searsport has to offer. Attendees will be able to walk along streets lit with hundreds of luminaries while recorded music and lends a festive air to this family-friendly evening. Pop into local businesses to get warm, grab a bite to eat, and do some last-minute holiday shopping. Splendiferous Sweet Shop will be handing out free hot cocoa. Trove will have eggnog and cookies made by Friends of Sears Island volunteers will be available at various locations. Mainport Brewing Company will be hosting Moose's Smokehouse inside the brewery with delicious food and drinks on offer. H&H Mercantile, Hay Sailor, and the Parsonage Gallery will remain open during the event as well, and Friends of Sears Island will be collecting donations of non-perishable food and personal items for the community food pantry in front of the Searsport Methodist Church. At 5 p.m., Friends of Sears Island volunteers and Carver librarian Rhonda Nichols will present the Shortest Day Shadow Puppet Theater on one of the lawns at the Penobscot Marine Museum. We will then gather to sing songs around an illuminated evergreen spiral with a Charlie Brown-style decorated tree in the center. A small fire pit will also be available weather permitting, and that will be on Church Street, which will be closed off to traffic for our event. Solstice by the Sea is free and open to all with a suggested donation of $5 per person or $10 per family to support Friends of Sears Island's education and conservation efforts. And everything I've just mentioned will take place along Route 1 in downtown Searsport between Church and Mossman Streets. Participants can enjoy the luminaries anytime from 4:30 to 6 p.m., but the Shadow Theater and singing around the spiral will take place at 5. Be sure to dress warmly, and we also encourage bringing a flashlight or a homemade lantern that uses a battery-powered light. For more information and updates in the event of poor weather, check friendsofsearsisland.org and our Friends of Sears Island Facebook and Instagram pages.
Thanks, Ashley McGuire. That website again is friendsofsearsisland.org. Let's take a look at what was in the news in Maine 100 years ago today on December 16, 1925, and a warning that this article contains racist language and unchallenged defamation of large groups of people, although we're a little bit used to that these days, unfortunately. The Bangor Daily News reported on a public meeting at City Hall the previous night, held under the auspices of the Mayflower Club, a Bangor women's organization, and featuring speakers from the KKK. About 500 people attended, and the reporter, who's not identified, estimated that roughly half of them were Klan supporters. DeForest H. Perkins, an officer of the Grand Lodge of the KKK, told the crowd that, quote, "Today there are 49 claverns in the state, and the 50th is now being organized," end quote. He predicted that there would be 100 in Maine within the next year. Reverend E.V. Allen of Rockland, Grand Caliph of the Klan in Maine, also spoke, quote, "He told why they objected to the Negro, the Jew, and the Catholic, because they were working to undermine the American government and American legislation," end quote. He said that it is the duty of the Klan, quote, "to save the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, and other guarantees of civil and religious freedom from the invidious attack of the foreigner," end quote. If anyone challenged their false premises or spoke out against the Klan in any way in Bangor on that night 100 years ago, there's no mention of it in the article. And that was from the Bangor Daily News 100 years ago today. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.